I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So last week, as you know, was New Year's Eve.
It was awesome.
Well, it was awesome. And
well, yes.
Something pretty cool happened.
Are you pregnant?
So, what?
Are you pregnant?
No.
Oh.
I'm not. No. So we've got something called a date jar. I don't know if you've heard of one of these or if you have one.
Yes, you inspired me to create our own one.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Yeah, we do have it, yeah.
Oh, okay. So for those who don't know, a date jar is a jar with bits of card in with lots of types of dates on them. So you get things like pick a new sport to do and go and have a try of it or something like that. But what you can do is you can write your own ones on there as well.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So New Year's, well, it was New Year's Day, like 12:30. It's just gone midnight. And we decided we were going to pick a slip. Yeah, pick a slip out of the date jar.
Was it your one?
And it was. And what it said was, do a Dat's Life podcast with Dave and Tom.
Oh, and here she is.
And here she is now. No, not on this show. But then she thought, why don't we invite Kerry and we make it a couples show? What do you think of that?
I think, what could go wrong?
So I said to her, you're going to hate this. And then I was like, showed her a card, but she seems keen to do it. So,
yeah. Awesome. We have to figure out the logistics because we need the headphones and everything.
Well, with mine, I've got like earphones, right? We can have one each.
Oh, yeah, that works just as well. Good point. Okay. I'm sure I've got a pair.
But yes, I'm not sure what you think of that.
I say it's worth a try. Awesome. Okay, so we've got an exciting episode coming up featuring the other halves.
Yes, a couple show, which I think it's going to be great. I've got a lot of things I want to ask Kerry.
You got a little, oh jeez.
Yeah, that's coming.
That sounds dangerous.
You're listening to Dat's Life with Dave and Tom.
Hello and welcome to Dat's Life in 2018.
Woo!
We hope you're all well. We're here once again for another show of pure awesomeness. I'm once again here with Tom.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Dave.
We've had some technical difficulties getting this episode up and running.
Yes.
Skype decided not to work.
So, poor.
Yeah, very poor. So we're trying what do you call it? Facebook calling? I don't know.
What's it called? Let me have a look.
I don't even know what it's called.
It's called Facebook call.
Facebook call.
So I've never done this before.
Here we are. We're hoping it might survive this, but there's no guarantees here.
Well, you've got to go quite at like 9, so it can't be too long.
Well, we'll try our best to keep things succinct for the viewer, the listener out there. I'm to set so set the scene. I'm currently drinking a nice tea. I'm having a tummy tea.
A what?
A tummy tea. It's like a herbal tea, I believe.
It's quite nice. I've just got water.
You just got water. I was going to continue. I'm fully clothed.
yeah, same. Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Jumper. It is cold. It's cold, isn't it?
It's still pretty cold.
I've seen Jersey has been dismantled.
Oh, yes. We've had all sorts.
Oh, gosh. Terrible.
Yeah. No, the wall along the front, there's a big chunk gone.
Oh, a whole chunk.
There's a pier as well.
Oh, Greve Dalek. Yeah, I saw that.
That's destroyed.
All the happy memories we had there, mate, gone.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can rebuild, but
all those times we went out scuba diving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loads of times.
Countless times. Countless fun. Oh, disastrous. It's not been too bad here. We've had did you have a nice Christmas?
Oh, I did, Dave. I did.
Good.
Was it fabulous? It was great. I was like I said on the Christmas show. I was with 14 on Christmas Day, and I sort of thought that it might be stressful, but it turned out really well, and we all kind of did our bit, and it came out well, and it was a really good day.
Good. I'm pleased to hear that you had a good one.
And I know you had a slight change of plans for your Christmas day.
We changed our plans, like you say. We ended up going to Kerry's mum and dad for the day. In the end, which was just fine with me, it was nice. I didn't have to cook. It was fine. That was good. Did all the bits and bobs. You're rustling.
What?
What? Are you eating more roses?
No.
No.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone can hear some rustling.
What?
This is unprofessional.
Oh, you're sorry. Yeah, no, but you always do this.
Yeah, we don't have to stoop to my levels.
Why not? I've got. Should I explain what I have? I have a Christmassy, chocolatey
treat
thing. It's fine. I don't think they can pick it up, Dave. I mean, you can you can still tell what I'm saying.
Well, right? I can.
Pretty
I
clear
can
what
it.
I'm saying. Isn't it?
Well, yes. I'm going to have something too then. I'm going to have a chocolate.
It's not
Russian
even that loud.
Ball.
It's not even that loud, is it? Really? Mm. Okay, I've got. Oh Christ. Okay, my laptop has been showered in sugary something or other.
Oh, well
that's
done,
probably
mate.
Not good for it.
Well done. No, you're not.
I'm going to eat some
new laptop. Oh dear.
Oh, it's very hard. Oh.
Anyway, so yeah, Christmas was good. I got nice, lots of nice presents, but New Year is where it was really at this year for me.
Where did you go for New Year?
Sorry. What was that?
What?
I think you might need to repeat that last sentence.
Where did you go for New Year?
I was in London.
Oh, what were you doing in London?
We were there for the fireworks. We were there for the fireworks. The fireworks display on.
I'm covered in sugar.
New Year's Eve. Tom's covered in sugar. That's fine. We don't need him. So we went for the weekend.
It's literally gone everywhere.
It's gone everywhere. We went for the weekend. We had a nice time. We stayed in a travel lodge. Other hotels are available. We went to see a theatre production on the Saturday.
Of what show?
We went to see the Woman in Black.
So that's like the Men in Black, right?
Not quite. No. It was very good. We were up in the gods, but you know you could made the best of things. Had a nice drinky, and that all went smoothly. And then the next day we met up with Kerry's cousins who were good fun. And we went out for we had a meal booked in the evening, which went disastrously wrong.
Oh no!
Because we booked the table for 5:30, but we got off at the wrong tube station.
No.
And basically all the bridges were shut at that point, so we couldn't get over. So we spent about 45 minutes wandering around trying to get to where we needed to go. Mm. In the end, we just went back the way we came and got the tube. But we were about 50 minutes late.
So did you still eat where you'd planned to eat?
We did. I just rang them up and let them know that we've got sidetracked. They weren't busy, actually. I was quite surprised. Yeah, I thought they'd be like, no, well, they're not here. Let's get someone.
Yeah, else. You'd think on New Year's Eve and being in London that.
Yeah, exactly. Hopped. That was my thoughts, but no, they weren't crazy busy. But anyway, we had there, and the meal was okay. I wouldn't rate it particularly, not for the price I paid anyway.
Oh, that's a shame.
So that was all right, and I had to pay for everything because Christmas Eve, Kerry inadvertently lost her cards.
She did. This is a bit of a theme, I feel, because she's done this before where she's lost her cards or misplaced her purse or something.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Do you sometimes forget your cards? Like, do you ever play that?
No, I've never lost them actually, funnily enough. But the worst part was someone picked up her cards and actually used them because they were contactless.
Oh no.
They had a very nice Christmas.
Bastards.
I know. I'd like to call them out and let you know, whoever you are the worst of the worst.
We will hunt you down.
Tom will hunt you down.
We will find you.
I hope that it was worth it and, you burn in hell, basically.
Oh, that sucks.
No, honestly, they went to, they just went to a convenience store, used the cards and bought like 60 quid's worth because they used the credit cards contactless, which declined in the same shop, and then they used her debit card, which was also contactless, to put the transaction through.
So this contactless thing, like, I don't really get it. Like, is it not flawed in the sense that if, like, in this, like in this case where they steal the card, they can just use it without having to put a PIN code or nothing in?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as soon as Kerry realised, she rang up the bank.
But that's ridiculous. Like, why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Surely you've got to have some kind of, like, password or something.
I know. Well, that's the thing. We rang them up as soon as we realised. Kerry rang them. She cancelled the cards, but the contactless is still active for a day.
For a day?
Something like that, yeah. So they could still use them.
What?
Yeah. It really sucks. But we got.
I'm not getting that contactless thing.
So if you got contactless, whole it can only do a maximum of £30 each transaction. That's the catch. But yeah, we went to the bank first thing on after Boxing Day, and we got the fraud team to investigate it and got the money back. But that's a good start to the end. Well, good end to the year. As I said, I paid for everything. I had tickets to see the fireworks in London, obviously.
Yeah.
It was on Waterloo Bridge.
Mm.
Oh, excuse me. This tea is going down.
You're right.
Well. Yeah, I'm good. It's just tea. It's bringing up things. The bridge opened at 8:30.
Okay.
To go on. And by the time we got there, I think it was 7:30. When we went there, and there was a massive queue already just to go onto the bridge.
Okay.
And long story short, we got on and we waited about 3 hours in the freezing cold.
Yeah, because I was at home because my night was just at home. Like, we had a quiet one in, so I was at home all nice and warm, and I was texting you going. And you were saying like, oh, it's so cold and stuff, and I was just sitting here like, oh, it's warm here and comfortable. Comfy, and
I cannot tell you how cold I was on that bridge. I was because I just had my coat on and a jumper.
Why don't you pack for winter? Like, you've done this before. You've come here.
Well, no, I had gloves
in like your summer clothes in like being in September, it's like, oh.
Yeah, no, I had gloves on. I just did. I wish I brought a scarf and a hat or something.
Oh,
but I hadn't, so I was
Dave.
I was using my. I was sort of putting my head inside my coat to try to generate some heat. The thing was, we were at the very front. It was funny actually, because when we got there, we went right to the very front, so on the pedestrian walkway. But then the stewards came along and said, "Now you got to move. Sorry, this is a sterile area. So you got to move back behind the second barrier." And we were like, "God's sake!" So we just jumped over onto the road, into the road, and the barriers there. So we were as far forward as we could get.
Yeah, that was a great little voice you did there. Can you step back behind the barrier? Yeah, very good.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Anyway, the fireworks were great.
So was it worth it for how cold you got and stuff?
At the end of the day, it was £10 a ticket. It wasn't that bad, you know. It was funny, watching the fireworks, we watched it back when we got back to the hotel, and I said to Kerry, "I don't remember half these songs. They played that song, did they?" So I was so cold. My concentration was just like
not there. Yeah.
I mean, I filmed the start of it, but I didn't.
Yeah, I saw. You showed me that.
Didn't I did send it to you, didn't I? Yeah, I sent it. Yeah. Oh gosh. So yeah, that was a long wait. But thank God they were
from hearing about it.
Oh, it was cold. There was wind in your face. Oh, you're on the bridge, so you know you're on the river, so that's cold in there. It wasn't great, but thank God they had music playing, so you had something to listen to, something to jump about with.
You think they'd have like those big heater things? Patio. Like, do you know what I mean?
Patio warmers.
Yeah, those things.
What?
Yeah, for warmth.
Maybe, but it's too expensive. Only paid a tenner, you know.
Yeah,
they got to make a profit somehow.
That's true.
But here we go. So I'm just eating a chocolate. Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to eat some more of mine, and let's go to a commercial break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to That's Life with me, Dave, and him, Tom.
I was so annoying as well, because when we left the bridge, like, we asked the police officer, how do we get back to such and such? And they said, oh, yeah, there's buses in the tube station that way. So, oh, great. Okay, we'll go there. And then we got to the tube station. It's worth bearing in mind that after midnight in London, all transport is free.
Okay.
So everything is free and opened up.
That's good.
The tube station entrance was mobbed. Literally everyone. Like, it must have been hundreds of people.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, man, that's not going to happen, is it? So we asked this other guy, and he was like, oh, there's buses just around the corner. Go to stop H. And there's the bus you need that'll take us where we want to go. So I was like, oh, brilliant. All right, we'll just go to there then. So we got there, and then there's not many other people, a couple of people. And we're waiting for the 76 bus. And when we get there, we ask people, yeah, is the bus going? Yeah, yeah, it's going to stop here, stop here. Oh, great. So it must have been about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then a 76 bus comes along, right? And we're like, oh, great, finally. He stops at the stop. He changes his signage to say where he's going to where we want to go.
Yeah.
And then drives off. He didn't actually let anybody on. And so me and Kerry were like, what's going on? What the hell?
What a jackass.
So we asked another guy, one of the people looking after him, and he says to us, oh, yeah, I haven't seen a 76 bus stop here all day. We're like, oh, even though it says on the... they're scheduled to stop there, none of them have actually stopped there.
Yeah.
So Great, thanks for that. We wasted half an hour
of
our lives.
Time will never get back.
Needing a wee, tired, needing a drink,
well, you could
hungry.
You could wee us for warmth.
But not in a wetsuit, mate, come on.
In a wetsuit?
Do that in a wetsuit, not in...
Well, it's, you know, if you're that cold, you do whatever you got to do.
Do what you got to do to survive.
You got to do what you got to do.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so we went to another tube station. We got the tube back. I think that's fine. But then, the next...
As later, if it couldn't get any worse.
Funnily enough, weird thing is, later that day, I was reading the Metro, London newspaper, yeah. And apparently someone got stabbed in the tube station that we got off at.
Jesus.
I was like... Oh, that's
but
when
you
we,
weren't now, obviously.
Monday morning. I was like, that's when we were there. Oh my god.
Jesus.
Not nice.
Not nice.
Oh dear. Anyway, we survived London.
You survived. Well, that's good, and you had a great new year.
Well, I've never been so sober in my entire life on New Year's Eve. Put it that way. Because we had a half a bottle of wine at the restaurant beforehand, between us. It wasn't that strong. It didn't taste very nice, actually.
All right, it might have been fake wine.
Probably watered down. Yeah.
Anyway,
or so
juice.
There we go.
Or grapes.
It's just grape juice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. That was New Year. We made it in, and then headed home the next day. And so you had a nice New Year at home.
Yeah. So I just stayed at home, nice and warm and relaxed.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, we watched. The new Baywatch film. Have you seen Baywatch?
Have you? No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good, Dave.
I would like to see it.
Yeah. Well, I got it as a Christmas present on DVD.
A present. What a present.
Oh, it's so good. You've got to watch it. It's hilarious.
You have to lend it.
It's the best film I've seen since Spy. Have you seen Spy?
Oh, yeah. I've seen Spy.
Yeah.
With Melissa McCarthy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's funny. I like her.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That sounds good. So you had a good one. We had a good one. No weird stories.
No, not really. My cousins talked about the That's Life podcast.
They listen to it. Do they?
No. They don't actually. They subscribe to it.
Okay.
They don't actually tune in because they like one of them is like 10 or something.
Wow.
And I sort of said to him, you probably shouldn't really, it's not really for kids.
No, put it that way.
Yeah.
Put it nicely, not really for kids.
Yeah, but it was nice that he knows about it.
That's good. Yeah, we're in with the kids.
Yeah, well, no, because he doesn't listen to it, so.
But he knows of it, so I'll take that.
Yeah,
take that.
He knows the name, which is what counts.
Ooh, I have 52 hours and 26 minutes left.
To record. Live.
Recording, apparently.
Oh.
That's not very long.
52 minutes?
Hours.
Oh.
Well, we've got loads of space anyway.
we aren't going to be here for that long, Dave.
Well, you never know.
No.
You never actually know. Ah, classic stuff.
Classics.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
This is a break. Having a break.
Having a breakdown.
Breaking down. Now.
Live on a podcast.
On a podcast.
Having a breakdown. Midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis commencing.
Breakdown.
No, midlife crisis isn't until 40s, is it?
it depends how long you're going to live.
Oh, it's true.
Like, we might be in our midlives.
Wait, right now?
Yeah.
Right
now?
We might have just
passed the halfway point.
Sure. If Donald Trump pushes his big red button, then we're all in trouble then.
Well, no, because then if this was a halfway point, we've both got to live for like 29 more years.
Oh.
For this to be the halfway point.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, like what I'm saying is we might be crossing over right now.
This is into
halfway
the midlife.
Of our lives.
This is the midwife. Midlife.
Midwife? Have you been watching Called the Midwife?
We watch Called the Midwife, yes.
Do you?
No, we watched it. I didn't say we watch it.
Oh, you watched it? Well, that's the same thing.
It was on television.
Oh, Dave. What? Called a Midwife?
It was great. It was a nice story. The baby was born, but it wasn't breathing. So she
actually.
So she took it in her handbag with the hot water bottle, and it was alive. Oh, it's great.
And they were like, sorry, we made a mistake. Your baby's alive. Yeah. Fine.
Sorry, actually, it's alive.
Yeah. I mean, I just popped it in my bag and left with it, you know.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's all good.
Oh, God. Am I still... Oh, yes, I am. Phew. For a second there, I thought I stopped recording. It's fine. It's okay. Oh. I'm still going.
Oh.
It's that time of year, Tom, where it's the new year, new you, or the same you, as I would probably say it.
What? Hold on. What?
What?
A new... What did you say? New year, new you?
New year, new you. As in...
Or the same year as you would say it. Is that what you said?
The same you.
Same you. Oh, I thought you said the same year.
No, different year, but the same you, because you're not changed that much.
Yes, overnight
doesn't change you.
Well, it maybe does like a tiny bit.
When you the night you lost your virginity, that you know you change after that. Yeah, but not a 1 year to the next. You wake up a man.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah.
You wake up a man. You're like, yes, done it. Right.
Like, I mean, that's quite a deep thought, pun intended.
So do we? So on the show, we don't have resolutions. We have unresolutions. So yes. we shall begin.
So that's things we're not going to do.
Yes. To clarify, that's what we're not going to do, because
things we do not want to do in 2018.
Yes. Tom, do you have any unresolutions you want to share with the team today?
No. Do you?
Oh, you don't have any? You haven't.
I'm joking.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, you, I thought you were deadly serious.
That was a little New Year's joke. Or are you? Little New Year's joke? No.
Okay, that's what you were wanting, wasn't it? Okay, satisfied.
Yeah, sure. So we put it on Twitter. We asked this to see if someone might come back with one, and someone came back with a New Year's resolution. Dave, do you want to read it?
Okay, I will. I shall read it. So this.
So Dave's going to read it.
Yeah, I will. So this is from the Rough Giraffe podcast.
Woohoo!
I personally haven't heard your stuff,
I have heard your stuff. I have heard your stuff.
I mean, I have.
It's a mother-daughter show. Just to give you a bit of context,
they will not be having a dry January. I can get behind that. That's a good start.
If you don't know, means that they're going to drink lots. I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because dry is if you give up booze for the month and...
You just have nothing to drink month.
You don't drink full stop.
Yeah.
That's you don't good. Eat. You don't even breathe in air.
You just hibernate.
Yeah.
Like a bear.
Yeah. Dry. This is dry.
A very dry one. Not moist.
A very dry bear.
But a dry bear. A dry, dry January.
Yeah. So they will not be doing that.
I'm partaking in that, I think.
Yeah, same.
As well. And also, they will not do more exercise, even though they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Same again for me, I think.
Let's just do the same. Just do exactly the same. And yeah. Don't change
Although,
it.
Although, I did go to the gym the other day.
Oh, well done.
But I now ache. You know, I did some weights and stuff.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Now I just hurt. It's a good ache, though. It's a good ache.
Yeah, it's the good kind of pain, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the same. So, yes. Woo! Good.
Have you got some?
Oh, right. For me, I will not be eating less chocolate.
Okay.
Which is good. And I will not quit complaining about my job. How about that?
Oh, please. Oh, God. All I hear about is you moaning about the commute to work and
Don't. I have enough of it. You want me to shut up about it?
Yeah, I kind of want you to shut up.
Oh, okay. Point taken. Fair point.
But, I mean, it's good if you need to moan, come to me and moan, I guess. I'll take it for the team.
I could moan to Pirouet.
Yeah.
See what happens. Probably won't get much sympathy.
No.
No.
I don't feel like I give you. Do I give you much sympathy? I don't know.
Not really. No.
I feel like I just try to help you.
You listen, but then just yeah.
Which
is fine. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. So what is your unresolution?
Well, I'd like to bring back one from the past, which was I am not going to do a skydive.
Okay, that's good. I didn't know that was on the cards, but okay, sounds good.
No, it's not on the cards. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do that.
And it whatever will be.
No, maybe not. Maybe. I doubt it. I am scared of heights. And I'm a risk-free kind of guy.
Well, it's not the height that kills you.
Sure. It's the plummeting into the ground.
Yeah, very fast.
Caused by the height.
But, yeah, you shouldn't have been that high in the first place.
Well, yeah, but there is, you know, the height kind of killed you. That's what I'm saying.
If man was meant to fly, he would have a pilot's license.
Yes, but we all know how hard they are to get.
Very.
You sort of told us that. You showed us that.
Ah, so hard, yeah. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard.
No, I'm sure. I mean, I could probably do it.
Probably, actually, yeah.
Yeah. I think the worst part for me is having to talk across the microphone bit.
Yeah, you get used to that. It's much like this, except you've got to speak more numbers.
Yeah, but I would be there going like,
Well, you know, it might be good for you.
And I'd be like, sorry, what's that?
Spit it out, boy, spit it out.
Yeah. Alpha.
Good start, yes.
That's what it'll be like.
They'll be thinking it's Morse code. And
not, yeah. Maybe I could do Morse code instead.
Oh, yes, you're clear to land.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway. So no skydiving for you. That's fine.
No skydiving. What else am I not going to...
Would you do indoor skydiving?
Ooh, yes, I probably would.
Oh, okay.
Because that is quite cool. Because that's like a big fan.
Yeah, exactly. You float up in the air. Like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good.
I mean, I wouldn't be against that.
There's one in Milton Keynes.
Is there?
You'd have to come.
You should arrange for us to do it.
As a foursome.
As a foursome. As a Dad's Life day out.
You do it till 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, are you looking at you?
Yeah, I'm on it. Book online. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Oh.
You can do two flights from £30.
That's not so bad.
Not that bad, is it?
Okay, so what else? I'm not going to have a sex change.
Good one, yes.
Yeah, because I'm quite content being a man.
Nice to know you're sticking with the team.
Yeah. I'm not swapping sides at this stage.
You will not be supporting Man City?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
I will not be pleased when they...
Win the league.
Win the league. Oh, God.
Just be prepared. I love how you're prepared for that now.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
But I will enjoy it when they screw things up at some point.
At various points.
Yeah. Oh, we remember the Man City fans tweeting me that time.
Oh, yes. You got
remember
abuse.
That? Yeah, I got loads of abuse from Man City fans. We might do that on the next show, maybe.
Actually, that's a good point.
We should read out those tweets, because there were some funny ones.
That didn't make sense, half of them.
Yeah, I didn't realise how smart Man City fans were, you know?
Yes, with their
comments.
Much like Brexiters.
Yes, exactly. They might be the same people.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah,
you never know.
God, they've won 20 games. Jeez.
All right, come on.
That's crazy.
Why are you bringing the tone down?
I'm just on the league now. I haven't realised they were that
What other New Year's unresolutions shall I do? What else don't I want to do? It's quite hard when you come to think about
you
it.
You reverse it. What am I happy with not doing?
I will not quit the podcast.
You're good. That's a good,
good.
One.
Good.
That's pleased to hear that. We'll have to rename it then. It'd be really annoying.
Yeah, well, if I quit, it would. There'd be no point in trying to replace me, would there?
I'd have to find someone else called Tom, or at least begins with T.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be Dad's Life. You know, it just wouldn't be the same podcast.
It would be an entirely new entity.
I mean, you can't replace perfection.
You could try.
Saying, if I decided to quit the show, you would just replace me with someone called Tom, or beginning with T?
Well, Tomo might be interested, I don't know.
Tomo, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you could get him involved.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world if that ever comes
with that one. I could hold auditions.
Yeah, you could. I mean...
sounds good. So you're not... Well, okay, but anyway, you're not going to do that, so that's fine. We'll just carry on as we are.
I think if you were to leave the show, I'd just continue just on my own.
Just Tom's life.
Yeah, just... Yeah, because I'm basically the best part of the show. You're kind of someone to talk to, you know? I need to have someone... It helps to have someone to talk to, but it's not crucial. So I could just talk to myself.
I didn't realise you felt that way. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a tool.
saying I'm a Hoover?
Yeah, this has gone off on a weird tangent.
Okay.
Maybe we'll cut this bit out. Do you want to add any more?
It's hard.
It's difficult, isn't it, when you come to think of it?
It's hard work. I will play more Minecraft. Oh, wait, no.
No,
not play as much
Minecraft. Not play less Minecraft.
I will not play less. Yes, I will play more.
I will not make New Year's resolutions.
You will not stop failing exams. What?
Thanks, Dave. It's always nice to have your support. You prick.
The British duo from Britain give you life. That's life. Dave, Tom, one microphone. Each.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
So, Dave and I have both seen the new Star Wars.
We did go to see it. Separately, because I live in England.
And I live in Jersey. Yeah. I think we should say at this point that me and Dave have been friends for a very long time.
A very long time.
And we tend to agree on most things. Like, we tend to be on the same wavelength and have the same thoughts about things. Wavelength. You know, we tend to be quite... in sync. I didn't want to use that word.
Oh my god, we're so in sync. I was just about to say that.
But we both went to see the new Star Wars, which we should say is the eighth one. The Last Jedi. And we both went, and our views are divided completely, like we've never been before. We've never been this divided.
We are completely in opposite ends of the spectrum.
So I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. And Dave, you...
Why?
Hated it.
What's there to love?
Oh, do you want to explain why you didn't enjoy it first, or should I explain why I did enjoy it?
Space walrus milking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I must admit, that wasn't... the best part.
I have to say, my argument's finished. Sorry, your turn.
that's all I need to say. Yeah, the bit where, or we should say, if you've not seen the...
stop now.
Later Star Wars.
You're a bit late.
Tune in now.
Stop now.
Yeah. I mean, we gave you a bit of time. We obviously said, you could tell we're about to talk about Star Wars. But
exactly. You only yourself to blame.
Yeah. But yeah, the bit where he milks... the four-titted beast thing. and then drinks it.
And then all... it's all down his beard. It's,
oh,
like,
it's horrible. It's,
yummy. Oh. Yummy milk. Oh. What the hell?
No. Yeah, and then no Ray thanks. Like smiles like, oh, that's really sweet. And we're all sitting there going, oh, God, I feel sick. What just happened?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that bit wasn't so great.
Look, the bottom line is when I left the cinema, I was in shock a little bit, I think. I was a bit like, what did I just see? What happened at the end? Why? No, I wasn't very impressed.
So what?
But you enjoyed it. You enjoyed the casino bit where they're running through the fields.
So you didn't like that part with the casino. You said, what was it? You said there was no point to the
that was casino completely, part. Point. Yeah.
Because that part they were trying to find the guy. Trying to find the guy.
The random hacker dude that no one's ever met before.
Yeah. And they came back with the wrong guy who turned out to work. He worked for the.
The bad guys.
For the dark side.
Yeah, apparently.
I just thought the film was brilliant. Like, just it was just. I just was so happy watching it. I was just like. There was parts of it where I was just like grinning. Like, I can't believe how much I'm enjoying this. Like, I think that... going to see a Star Wars is like... It's more than seeing a film. It's like seeing...
It's an event.
History being made. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when it started, it had the big Star Wars thing come up and the thing. I was like, oh my God, it's a Star Wars film. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And then the film started.
And then I was in tears.
No, honestly, my biggest problem with the film was the fact that it was dumbed down a lot, and a lot of the jokes were a bit like, well, why are there jokes?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised by that.
You don't need these stupid jokes.
Yeah.
What's the audience?
Trying to be funny.
What's the audience? It was trying hard to be funny.
I mean, I thought it was funny.
No, it's, yeah, okay, some bits were. I mean, the milking of the walrus, it's funny, yeah, but it's...
Was it meant to be funny? It's Luke Skywalker.
Is Luke Skywalker, and he's... What?
I don't think that bit was meant to be funny, though. I think that was just showing that he had just completely detached himself from the rest of the world and was just...
Yeah.
Didn't really care.
Well, I liked Yoda in it.
Yeah, that bit was...
I liked this lightsaber battle at the end. I liked when the ship crashed into the other ship. That was quite a cool moment.
But what about the whole like Rey getting trained up in like the Force and Luke's like, I've only seen this rare Force once before and it didn't scare me then.
Yeah.
And all that. And it's like, ooh. And then, like, is she going to go to the dark side? And then with, like, the Kylo Ren was like, you will be the one to turn. And she's like, no, you will be the one to turn. And then it turns out that he turns against the bad guy and the lightsaber kills him. And then they're, like, teaming up. And it's like, oh, my God, the bad guy and the good guys are teaming up. What's happening? And then she's like, oh, no, I can't join you. I'm with the good guys. And then he's, like, all pissed off. And he's like, right, now I'm really furious. But then you kind of learn that the whole point of him being bad is he isn't really that bad. It's because Luke, like... He thought Luke had turned his back on him, but Luke only for a moment turned his back on him, and then he didn't. But then it was too late, and then it's all gone tits up.
Can I just say, you talking about this highlights what a mess this is.
What? That is great.
Mess of a film.
And then I thought Finn would die at the end, and then he saved. I was like, not Finn. I like
that.
That
was stupid as well.
Why?
It's stupid. It's just
why?
Because he's gonna sacrifice himself, and it's gonna be a big moment. And then she's like, "No, don't do it because I love you." And it's like, "Oh,
well, no." She's saying we shouldn't. We should be trying to see the good and not the bad, or something like that, wasn't it?
Was it?
Something like that.
It's ridiculous. It's pretty.
But I mean, if he had just gone into the thing and blown it up, it would have been a bit like, oh, that's a bit expected. Like that whole twist, like when she saves him, it's like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Like, and then what the bit I did, I was a bit like not sure of, was to begin with, was when Luke, when Kylo Ren shoots, like, you know, the end bit where they get the ships to shoot him and he just like blows up all around him and then he's there and he's fine and they're like, oh my god. And I was a bit like, oh, what? Really? Really? Like, that wouldn't happen. And then obviously it turns out...
he's not even there.
He's not really there. He's so good at the whole mind thing that he's put himself there.
In his mind. In the Force. Yeah.
And he saved them all and stuff.
And then he dies.
And then he dies, yeah. And it's a nice way to end for him. Like, I think it's like a... he died the same way as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He died doing what he loved.
Yeah, because he kind of, when Obi, is this right, where Obi-Wan Kenobi died, he got hit by a lightsaber and then he kind of vanished and his cloak just fell to the floor.
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I thinking of the right person?
No, you're right. You're the right person, yeah.
Yeah, so he was like that. He just vanished into thin air and his cloak fell and it was like, ah.
Yeah, put it this way, I need to watch it. I think I need to watch it again, and then
What about the bit where Princess Leia gets thrown out of the spaceship?
No.
Yeah, that bit was a bit rubbish.
That was awful.
Because then she floats back in. I'm not against the idea. It just looked a bit lame.
She's Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she's like just drifting
total,
back in.
Total Mary Poppins.
Yes.
If you,
I've ruined it. I'm laughing, you can't even do it.
If you like to listen, oh god.
No, how about you just don't do one.
Thank you for joining us for the first episode of Das Life in 2018. We hope you join us again soon.
We all hope you have a great new year, and we'll see you next time for whatever show. It might be my birthday show next, maybe.
Oh, might be. Oh, that sounds good.
Maybe. But we shall see. Take care, and we'll see you all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Art text and deleted scenes.
Excuse me.
Jesus. That's a good start. Hang on.
That's a good start to 2018.
No, I had one as well, but it wasn't as loud.
Oh, great.
Congratulations. You've reached 2018. You may proceed to the next level. So it's 2018. In case you haven't noticed, or 2018. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Or 2018.
2018 or
2018.
201 and 8.
2000s, 110s and 8 units.
Oh yes, very good. Very good for the maths people out there. Little one there.
Yeah.
No, so I was going to say, what was your? Did I do this? I can't remember if I did this. What was your high? Oh, I did. We did this, didn't we? The highlight.
Hold on a second. We should say, like an intro.
Have we done one?
No, well, not properly. Not like when you introduce us.
Okay, right, fine. No, I just wanted to see your reaction first.
Oh, hello and welcome. Should I do it? Cool. Things we do not want to do in 2018.
Yes.
Oh, did what did we say last year? I don't remember if we did. Did we do it last year?
Well, we should have brought it up.
Oh, I should have checked.
Hold on, we still got time.
No, but I'd have to tune. I'd have to listen. No,
we might have wrote it down.
Oh, good thinking.
New Year special 2017. Still on there. It's still on there. Episode. Oh God.
Right. Let's both.
That's
look.
The wrong one.
Talk sure. amongst yourselves.
Just entertain yourselves for a little bit. We won't be long.
I would like I please. Sorry.
So I've understood you've been to see the film.
Yeah. Well, let's start again.
Oh, okay. Right.
So hello, yeah. And welcome to Dad's Life.
Hello.
Not from the beginning. Oh.
You flipper.
Dad's Life podcast is part of Brit Pod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow BritPodScene on Twitter to find out more.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.